Family Home Evening Idea. Poster Story. Isaiah Prophesies of the Savior. We see a picture of an old bearded man leaning over a scroll, printing with an old bottle of ink. Beside him are two men watching, and above him you can see Isaiah's vision, his thoughts, of Joseph and Mary bending over a little baby in the stable with the sheep standing nearby. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. From John chapter 17, verse 3. Isaiah was a prophet who lived in Jerusalem about 700 years before the birth of the Savior. He wrote many things about important events that had not yet taken place. The Lord said to the Nephites, "Great are the words of Isaiah." And he promised that everything Isaiah said would happen, would happen. See 3 Nephi, chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. Many of the wonderful prophecies of Isaiah are about the Savior. "Behold," he wrote, "a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is from Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. We read in the New Testament about when this took place. Jesus was born to Mary in Bethlehem. See Luke chapter 2. As Jesus grew, he learned all that Heavenly Father wanted him to learn. Quote, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord," wrote Isaiah. Jesus learned to be kind and fair and merciful. Isaiah wrote that the Savior wouldn't judge people by what he could see on the outside or by what he heard, but he would judge people with righteousness, knowing what was in their hearts. This is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 to 4, and 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Jesus would, quote, "preach good tidings unto the meek, and would bind up the brokenhearted, and proclaim liberty to the captives." This is from Isaiah 61, verse 1. Isaiah truly saw the wonderful things the Savior would do for us. The good tidings of the gospel teach us of his atonement, which makes it possible for us to repent when we make mistakes. He suffered for each one of us. Isaiah wrote, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities," which means wrongdoings, "and with his stripes we are healed." This is from Isaiah chapter 54, verses 4 to 5. The Scriptures teach us of the Savior, and Isaiah is one of the prophets who wrote about him. End of Isaiah Prophesies of the Savior.